Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate 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 Vasudevaya.
So we're telling the story of Gop Kumar, who was a cowherd boy from Vrindavan, and he was given a mantra. He'd met one great devotee, and the great devotee, a brahmana, had given him a mantra to chant.
我们讲的是有一个牧牛童Gopakumar，他遇到一个婆罗门，这个 brahmana 就给他了一首 mantra 让他念诵。
And after chanting the mantra, Gop Kumar became detached from his situation. He left his home in Vrindavan and he went traveling. And he went to, first of all, he met a brahmana who was worshipping the Shaligram Shila.
Gop Kumar, 他因为念了这个 mantra, 于是便产生了气绝之心，便离开家，他便 离开文达文去旅行，他遇到一个 brahmana 崇拜 Shaligram Shila.
And the brahmana, well, he saw the brahmana was worshipping the Shila in a very simple manner. So Gop Kumar was not very satisfied. He thought the Lord of the Universe should be worshipped in opulence.
他看到这个 Shila 被崇拜的非常简单。 所以他内心有一点不满意，他觉得宇宙之主应该是非常富裕的得到崇拜。So
the brahmana told him, he said, "Oh, you want to see the Lord worshipped in opulence? You have to go to this town which is nearby, which is not far away." He said, "If you keep walking down this road, you'll come to this city, and there in that town or in that city, there's a palace there, and there's a big temple. And the king there is a great devotee, and he worships the Lord in opulence."
Brahmana 就说，哦，如果你想看到这个宇宙之主被富裕的崇拜，这附近有一个镇子，你沿着这个镇子就走，你就会看到一所宫殿，在那里呢，有一个庙宇，那里的国王他是一个奉献者，他很富裕的崇拜着宇宙之主。
So Gop Kumar went there and he became very attracted to the worship and he stayed there for some time and it happened that the king of that city adopted him and he made Gop Kumar his son.
于是Gopakumar他就去了那里，他受到这个庙宇的崇拜，结果呢，这个国王他就把Gopakumar收为养子。
So when after being adopted by the king as his son, a short time after that the king died. So Gop Kumar became the king there.
Gopakumar被收为养子之后不久，国王就死了，结果这Gopakumar就当上了国王。
And when he became the king, then he improved the worship. He made nice festivals. And he was enjoying improving the worship, and he didn't try to get sense gratification, but he was very happy to just dedicate everything for the service of the deity.
Gopakumar便改善了、提升了对神像的崇拜，并且举行了节日。 他并没有把这一切呢，把任何事物当做他自己的享乐，他只是很高兴的能够把一切都供奉给对神像的崇拜。But
he got problems in other ways. He got problems, for example, there were enemies of the kingdom, and some, there, So that was a problem. Neighboring kings, they may be threatened to attack or take away some of his kingdom. And there was an emperor who was above all the kings, and he had to also do whatever the emperor told him to do.
在他上面还有一个统御其他小国王的皇帝，他也必须得服从这个上面的皇帝的命令。
But the most serious problem came from within the temple, within the palace, because there were brahmanas there who were very class conscious or caste conscious, and they didn't like to take prasadam if it had been touched by anybody who was not a brahmana.
还有来自庙宇本身的问题。 庙宇里头有这些有种姓意识的Brahmana， 但他们并不喜欢去触碰不是任何Brahmana所做的Prasad。
Just like when Prabhupada came back to India, he brought Westerners with him. And he had already initiated them as brahmanas.
Prabhupada把西方国家的门徒带回印度的时候呢，这些西方门徒已经被启迪，二次启迪了。
So some Indian people, they did not accept that these Westerners are brahmanas.
有些印度人就不接受这些西方人是brahmana。
Even in the times of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasati, Prabhupada's guru, when he brought people to Vrindavan, first of all, he brought Indian people, but they were not born brahmanas by birth, but he had given them the sacred thread because he had initiated them as brahmanas.
Prabhupada's guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasati Thakur, 也遇到过这个问题。
those who are caste Brahmins, those who were born Brahmanas in a Brahmana family, they said these people were not real Brahmanas. Because they had just been given the Brahman thread by initiation, and they hadn't got it by birth, so they did not respect them as Brahmanas.
那些种姓Brahmana，就是出生在Brahmana家庭当中的这些有种姓意识的Brahmana，他们不认可这些人是真正的Brahmana，他们不认为他们。 二次启迪被给予圣献就已经成为Brahmana，他们认为必须是诞生在Brahmana家庭当中才能成为Brahmana。
And similarly, when he gave people sannyas, and when he gave them the name like Goswami or Swami, then they did not like it. They said these people are not qualified, they're not worthy.
同样的，当他授予门徒 sannyas 头衔的时候，比如说有Goswami和Swami的这样的头衔的时候，也遭到了反对。他们并不喜欢，认为这些人并不具备资格。He
said their birth is very bad, that they haven't got good birth, so how can you consider them to be Brahmanas, or how can you make them Goswamis? It's not good.
他们说这些人他们的出生很坏，并不好。他们出生并不是一个Brahmana的出生，他们怎么能成为Brahmana？怎么能当上Goswami呢？
So similarly, Gopkumar, when he was the king, he saw there were some Brahmanas, there were some people there in the temple, and they did not like to take the food if it's cooked by somebody or if it's touched by somebody who they consider not qualified.
同样的，多拉库马尔他在国在当任国王的时候呢，也遇到这样的问题。庙宇当中的布拉曼呢，并不喜欢，并不是布拉曼纳所做的食物，或者是别的人所触碰了这些的食物，他们就内心有厌恶的感觉。So
all of these kind of politics in the palace, they disturb the mind of Gop Kumar.
因此在宫廷当中的这些政治就影响了戈帕库马尔的心意。So
it was at that time some devotees came from Jagannath Puri, and when they came there, they were speaking about the glories of Lord Jagannath.
就在此时候，从扎格纳的普瑞来的一些奉献者，他们在谈论主扎格纳的荣耀。
And they told Gop Kumar and all the people there, they said, in Jagannath Puri, the prasadam of Lord Jagannath is taken by everyone and it can never be contaminated.
他们告诉戈帕库马尔说，在加格纳的普瑞，那里的prasadam每个人都可以荣耀，这样的prasadam不会受到污染。
It doesn't matter how old it is or how long it's been prepared or where you may take it a very big distance away from Jagannath Puri, but it's always prasadam and it's always honored and respected.
他们说这些prasadam，无论是放置了多长时间，或者是被烹制了多久。 或者是从多么遥远的地方拿来，这样的prasadam是任何。
The spiritual body.
他们还说，任何人荣耀了这样的prasadam 都能得到解脱，能够得到一个灵性的身体。
And they said, even the animals, even the donkeys in Jagannath Puri, they have four-armed form. Means a form of the spiritual world. Four arms.
他们还说，在加拿大的普瑞，连那里的驴子也有灵性世界的四臂的形体。So
when Gop Kumar heard everything about Jagannath Puri, he was very attracted, so he decided just going to leave everything and go to Orissa, go to Jagannath Puri and find Lord Jagannath and worship Lord Jagannath. So even though he was a king, he left everything.
Gopal Kumar 听这些话，立刻就深深受到吸引。他虽然是身为国王，但却立即放弃了一切。 他想去 Orissa 的 Jagannath Puri 去那里崇拜主 Jagannath。
So he came to Jagannath Puri and he managed to get entered to the temple. You know, although he was coming from a faraway place, he was like a foreigner. But you know, all the people at the temple were very kind and they allowed him to enter the temple.
他便来到了扎格纳普瑞，进入了这庙里。虽然他是从很远的地方来，并且呢，他也是一个外地人，但是庙里的人对他却非常的仁慈，允许他进入了庙。They
could understand this man, this Gop Kumar cowherd boy, that he had come to get the mercy of Lord Jagannath. That was the only thing he wanted. So they were happy.
他们明白，这位Gopal Kumar，这位牧牛童，来到这里就是为了得到主扎格纳的仁慈，所以他们为此都感到内心十分喜悦。So
Gop Kumar went to see the Lord Jagannath, and he saw Lord Jagannath with a very big face like the moon, and on his forehead he's got beautiful tilak, which is made from different gems and precious stones.
他看到了主扎达纳特的脸就像月亮一样，而且额头上涂着的 Tilak 是用珍贵的宝石所涂成的。
And his very beautiful face, and has a big smile, on his face, and the big round face with big eyes.
他的脸庞是异常的美丽，因为有着圆圆的大大的眼睛，还有一个非常他的脸庞就像月亮一样又大又圆，他的眼睛也是又大又圆。
So Gop Kumar felt so satisfied just to see this, the face, to see the form of Lord Jagannath. He'd been meditating, been thinking about it, and when he saw it, he was so happy. He had awakened his love for Lord Jagannath.
Gop Kumar, 他见到了主查格纳的，感到心满意足，这是他一直在内心冥想着的。所以他看到了之后，内心感到十分喜悦，唤醒了他对神的爱。
His body began to tremble and shake, but he came forward. He came up to the place where there's a Garuda, a big pillar with Lord Garuda sitting on the top. And that Garuda form, they know that's faces to the form of the deities towards Lord Jagannath. So Gop Kumar came and stood there.At the foot of the Garuda, the Garuda pillar.
Gopa Kumar, 他浑身颤抖，他来到了叫 Garuda 柱子的下面。Garuda 柱子呢，就面对着 Jagannath， 他就来到了这柱子下面。
Lord Chaitanya, when Lord Chaitanya would go to see Lord Jagannath, he would always stand there at the Garuda Stamba and look towards the deity.
主 Chaitanya, 他每次他来到这个庙宇的时候，主 Chaitanya 他也会站在 Garuda Stamba 这里来觐见主 Jagannath.
Because sometimes there'd be many people in the front, big crowds of people, so...Lord Chaitanya, he wouldn't like to get so much in the crowd. So he would stand a bit at the back at the Garuda Stamba and see the deity from there.
因为有人去在庙宇，主 Chaitanya 并不喜欢，所以他就会站在 Garuda Stamba 这个地方来觐见主 Jagannath.
So Gop Kumar was standing there looking at the deity.And his body was shaking, and he was crying, tears of ecstasy.
Gopa Kumar, 他就站在这个地方，他就看着神像，浑身颤抖，泪如泉涌。
He saw Lord Jag. He saw that they were offering many different varieties of foodstuffs to Lord Jagannath, all being offered in clay pots.And he saw all the devotees also singing and dancing and playing music.
他看到有各式各样的食物放在陶罐里，就供奉给神像。奉献者在那里载歌载舞，在弹奏着乐器。
Some people were offering prayers, and others were offering their obeisances.And when Gop Kumar saw all of this, it was just such a powerful experience. He fainted and he fell on the floor.
有的人奉献者在那里献上祈祷，而有的奉献者在那里顶拜。Gop Kumar 看到这种种的情景，他感到非常的被征服了，便一下子晕倒在地。
So.After some time, he came back to consciousness, and Gop Kumar opened his eyes, and he looked again at Lord Jagannath, and then he got up and he ran. He ran towards Lord Jagannath. He wanted to catch Lord Jagannath. He wanted to embrace him.
Gop Kumar, 他又恢复了，等他恢复了知觉之后，他睁开眼睛，他看到主扎格纳特，他就冲过去想拥抱主扎格纳特。
And as he ran towards Lord Jagannath, he was crying, he shouted out, Now I have found what I've been looking for. I want to, this is my Lord of the universe, my master.
他在跑过去的时候呢，还呼喊着，我终于找到了我想要找到的主，这就是我要找的宇宙之主。
Right, after he saw Lord Jagannath, Gopkumar thought, now he's freed from material existence. He thought, now this is it, I've got the perfection.
当 Gopkumar 见到了主扎格纳的时候，他就觉得自己摆脱了物质的存在，这就是他生命的完美。
Because he saw in Lord Jagannath, he saw everything as the supreme person, he's the supreme personality of Godhead.
他见到主扎格纳特，他就看到了至尊性格神手。
So he was running, he wanted to go and he wanted to embrace Lord Jagannath. But when he went forward, ran forward, at that time there were guards there with sticks and they hit him with the sticks. They beat him and he got beaten. So then, when he got beaten by his sticks, then he came back to his real consciousness and he saw that he shouldn't do what he was doing.
他 Gopakumar 就朝着主扎格纳特跑过去，就准备拥抱他。这时候有警卫看守就用棍子打他。当他被棍子打痛的时候呢，他恢复了真正的知觉。
Yeah. So when he was beaten, then he understood that, you know, he felt ashamed. He thought that, oh, you know, I've done something wrong.I shouldn't be doing this. This must be Lord Jagannath's mercy on it that he beats, that I get beaten.
当他恢复了真正的知觉的时候，他就感到非常的羞愧。他觉得，哦，我做错了事情，我不应该这样去做。我被打了，这就是主扎格纳特的仁慈。
So he went outside. He went outside of the temple. When he went out the temple, then someone gave him some Mahaprasadam.
于是他就走出了庙外。这是时候有人过来递给他菩萨的。
Actually, if he had run forward, if he had have embraced Lord Jagannath, that would have been a serious offense. So by being beaten, the guards who beat him, they stopped him from making offense.
实际上，如果他真的冲过去了，拥抱了主的话，那将是一个很严重的冒犯。所以他被棍子打了以后，他没有去拥抱，这就防止他做出这种冒犯。
So he had some Mahaprasadam, and then after eating Mahaprasadam, then he went back in the temple, and he felt very happy. Gopkumar was he spent the whole day there. He just stood there in the temple all day looking at Jagannath and just feeling so happy, so satisfied.
他便得到了这个 Mahaprasada。 等他荣耀之后呢，他又返回庙里头，他非常的快乐，一整天他都在那里头看着主 Jagannath 的，内心感到十分喜悦。
And when it came to the night, in the evening, then they have a festival for Lord Jagannath. And they change their dress and put different ornaments. And they make a nice ceremony and offer flowers. And then it came time for him to leave the temple.
晚上的时候，在庙里为主扎格纳特举行了节日，他们给主换了衣服，给他带上各种饰物，并且举行了仪式，供奉了鲜花。最后呢，格帕库马尔就离开了庙。
But every day he would come back and he would take part. He saw how they had many different festivals. They celebrated so many festivals for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. And in this way he passed time. He didn't notice how the time was passing.
他每天都会回到庙宇。 他见到了在庙里当中举行的各式各样的节日，他感到非常喜悦，不知不觉的许多天就这样过去了。
But he never actually really forgot about Vrindavan.
可是他从来没有真正忘记Vrindavan。
But being in Jagannath Puri and being in the association of Lord Jagannath, it helped him to forget the pain of being away from
Vrindavan.
So, being there in Jagannath Puri and going to temple every day, he saw the mercy of Lord Jagannath, and he saw how the servants of Lord Jagannath, they got mercy from Lord
Jagannath.
And he saw also how Lord Jagannath would reciprocate with the devotees, how he would give gift. Lord Jagannath, the deity, would give instructions to his devotees.
主扎格纳的是怎样回应他的奉献者，并且神像还训示给他的奉献者里训示。
So Gop Kumar didn't just hear about this, but he actually saw it with his own eyes. He saw how Lord Jagannath was giving mercy to his servants.
Gop Kumar 不仅仅是听到了这些事情，他用他的眼睛亲眼见到了这些。
So in the beginning, he would like to hear about Lord Jagannath and the glories of Jagannath from the scriptures. But after some time, he became so attracted to Jagannath, he just wanted to see Lord Jagannath.
一开始，他只是从经典当中聆听主扎格纳的仁慈，后来。 他就越来越受到吸引，他只是想在那里看着主扎格纳。
he was so attracted by the beauty of Jagannath.
他深深地被主扎格纳的美丽所吸引。So,
at the same time, he was ignorant. He didn't know anything about higher planets, about the heavenly planets. He didn't know anything about that. He was just ignorant about these things.
与此同时，他还是处在无知当中，他并不了解高等的星宿，那些天堂星宿。
Whenever he had any pain, any mental, physical, or some problem, whenever he would see Lord Jagannath, all the pain would go away.
无论他什么时候有躯体上的或者心意上的痛苦，只要他一见到扎格纳特，这些痛苦就都烟消云散了。The
material body is often you get diseases, you get problems with the material body. So Gop Kumar also felt sometimes problems with the body, but they would disappear whenever he would see Lord Jagannath. So he was so happy getting the bliss, seeing Lord Jagannath, that he didn't give so much importance to his chanting.
他见到主扎格纳的感到特别的喜乐高兴，他就不太重视他的念诵了。
Yeah, he thought this, he thought seeing Lord Jagannath and being here with Lord Jagannath, this is the real fruit. This is the result of my chanting. So I've got the perfection of my chanting. So he didn't worry about chanting so much.
他就觉得只要见到了主Jagannath能够在这里待在这里，这就是他想要的结果，他的唱诵带来的结果，所以他就不太在意他的唱诵了。
But he had more desire to give service to the Lord. He wanted to be an intimate servant. He saw people going there and doing services for the deities, and he desired that he could also get that opportunity.
他特别强烈的愿望，想做出服务。他见到别的人做的服务，他也想为主做出很亲密的服务。Right,
you see, but just like when we come to the temple, you see people serve the deities, they're dressing the deities, doing offering, making offerings, going on the altar, so they get intimate association with the deity. So Gop Kumar was attracted that he could also get that opportunity.
在庙里头呢，有的时候我们看到奉献者他们在那里服务神像，给他穿衣服，戴上饰物，做出供奉，在神坛上给主做供奉，和主有很亲密的联谊，他也受到这种的吸引。
We may think, oh, that's impossible. How could he ever get that opportunity? But Gop Kumar, he knows Lord Jagannath is the master. He's the Prabhu. And if he wants, he can do anything.
我们可能就觉得，哦，这怎么可能呢？ 但是Gopa Kumar他知道，主Jagannath他是主人，是Prabhu。 只要他愿意的话，一切都是可能的。
So when there were big festivals, all the chief servants of the deity would come, and also the king would come, the ruler of that country would come to take part in the festival.
所以当有节日的时候呢，那些非常重要的仆人，包括这个国家的统治者、国王，都会亲自来参加节日。
So when these big important people come to the temple, then they had problem. They wouldn't let the ordinary, unimportant people like Gop Kumar and others, they wouldn't get to come into the temple. They keep them out, and they would only let the important people come to see the deity.
当这些大人物他们来到庙宇的时候呢，就不让像Gopa Kumar这样的普通人再进入庙宇了。
Because if you let the common people, the ordinary people come in, then the respectable people won't like it. They don't like to be among all the ordinary people.
因为如果这些普通人也在庙宇的时候呢，那些大人物就不喜欢和这些普通人待在一起。
And if you let a lot of people come in, then these people, they may trample on the garden. Because Lord they have gardens for Lord Jagannath, where they grow the flowers for Lord Jagannath. And so if you let too many people in, they'll tramp on the garden, just damage all the flowers.
如果有大量的人涌入庙宇的话，那么庙宇当中的花园就会被这些大量的人群所践踏。
So this was painful to Gop Kumar that he couldn't get in the temple to see the deity.
Gopa Kumar呢，就感到内心很痛苦，他就不能再进入庙里。But
it wasn't an offense on the part of the king wasn't being offensive. This rule was made just to protect Lord Jagannath's property and allow people to do proper service to Jagannath.
但是这并不是一个冒犯，对于国王来说，国王并没有做出冒犯。
Lord Jagannath needs also to have some privacy.
主Jagannath也需要有一些隐私。
But still, when the king comes, he doesn't come alone. He brings all his army, soldiers with him and everything. So very hard for the common people, because they don't get in the temple.
当国王来到庙宇的时候，就会带上军队和士兵，所以普通人就进不去了。
So it was at this time, Gop Kumar, when he was feeling, you know, this sickness, he wasn't feeling happy in the heart. This was at this time he saw his spiritual master, the person who had given him the mantra in the very beginning. He saw his guru was standing in front of Lord Jagannath, and he was there in ecstasy of love of Jagannath.
Gopal Kumar, 他就感到有一点点不舒服，但是呢，他在这时候呢，他就见到了自己的灵性老师，导师给予他这个曼陀的灵性导师，也站在主扎格纳的面前。而他这个孤乳，他的孤乳呢，就陷入了狂喜。
Yeah, the guru had actually, the guru had met Gop Kumar in Vrindavan, but somehow the guru had come there to Puri, so they were both in Puri.
他的孤乳就在 Vrindavan 的时候呢，给予了他的一个曼陀罗，但是现在他的孤乳又在 Jagannath Puri 跟 Gopal Kumar 又重新见面了。
But Gop Kumar was so attracted, his mind was so absorbed in Jagannath that he wasn't watching and he didn't see where his guru disappeared. His guru left somewhere to go, so he didn't see where he went. So he didn't get a chance to speak to him.
Gopal Kumar 是这么专注的在见看主 Jagannath， 他都不知道他的孤乳是什么时候就从扎那普里就从那庙宇里消失了。
But it wasn't an offense on his part. Gop Kumar was not being offensive. He wasn't deliberately neglecting his guru. It was just that he was so attracted to Lord Jagannath's beauty that he just forgot about the guru.
Gopal Kumar 并不是有意的做出了对 Gopal Kumar 来说，他并没有做出冒犯，因为他不是故意的去忽视他的孤乳，因为他太被主扎格纳德所吸引了，所以他就忘记了他的孤乳。
So Gopal Kumar felt sorry he didn't get the chance to speak to the guru. But then the next day, when he was walking on the shore of the sea, along the ocean shore, he saw the guru, he saw his guru, he was there.Dancing, doing Nam Sankirtan on the beach, on his own, dancing in ecstasy.
So Gopal Kumar, 呢他就内心感到有一点点很难过，没能跟姑姑说话。但是第二天，他在海岸边却见到了他的姑姑在那里跳舞，在那里做 Nam Sankirtan。
Yeah, so when Gop Kumar saw his guru, then he immediately offered obeisances to him. He fell flat on the ground. And then when his spiritual master saw him, then his guru embraced him and he gave him blessings.
他见到他的guru之后呢，立刻就五体顶拜，而他的guru看着他，就马上拥抱了他，感到十分的高兴。
No, Gop Kumar's guru knew everything. So he knew what was the desire in the heart of Gop Kumar. So he gave him blessings.
他的 guru, 他知道一切，知道了 Gopal Kumar 内心的愿望，就祝福了他。
He told him, whatever you desire, you will get. You will get, in fact, you will get more than you desire.Just by chanting your mantra, because the power of the mantra will give you everything you want.
他告诉他说，无论你有什么愿望，你得到的会比你想要的还要多。你念诵这个曼陀罗， 就能够满足你的愿望，它的力量是非常强大的。
So when we are going to do something like chanting mantras and like that, we will sometimes we will make a sankalpa. We'll take a vow. We'll describe what is our intention. What is our purpose we want to achieve.
我们想要做事的时候呢，我们会念 mantra， 我们会发下这个 sankalpa， 就是我们要表达自己的愿望。
Just like when we do Navadvip Parikrama every year, before we begin the Parikrama, the day before we go to the yogapith and we make a sankalpa.
就像我们做 Navadvip Parikram， 在头一天吧，头一天我们会去 Yoga Pit， 在那里做 Sankalpa。
Right, well, the Sankalpa is that we want to perform the Sankirtan. We want to visit all the holy places of Lord Chaitanya. We want to see all the places, visit the islands of Navadvip, and hear all the pastimes which took there.
发现的这个 Sankalpa 就是我们要拜访主柴丹尼亚的圣地，拜访那里的岛屿，聆听那些时光。
And so you can do many different Vedic sacrifices, your other sacrifices with different purposes, different Sankalpas. And usually it will take some time before you will get the result. You may not get it immediately.
在做其他的祭祀的时候也会发下这 Sankalpa， 当然这个 Sankalpa 不会立刻就实现，可能会需要一段时间。
It's more likely that you'll get the Sankalpa in the next life. You may have to wait till the next life. But for Gopkumar, he was told that he would get his Sankalpa, he would get hisDesires to be fulfilled very quickly.
很有可能这 Sankalpa 是下一生才能够实现，但是 Gopal Kumar 被告知他的 Sankalpa 很快就能实现。
So his guru told him, you have to have faith in chanting your mantra and never give up your japa.
他的 guru 告诉他你要有信心，要念诵你的 mantra， 你要永远不要放弃你的 japa。
You should understand this: the chanting which you're doing, this japa, is a service to Lord Jagannath.
他说：“你要明白，你的念诵，你的 japa 是对主 Jagannath 的服务。”
Now, Gopkumar, he was desiring to be an intimate servant of Lord Jagannath, but his guru told him he should accept that chanting the mantra is also service to Jagannath.
Gopal Kumar 想当主 Jagannath 的亲密的仆人，但是他的 guru 告诉他，唱诵、念诵也是对主 Jagannath 的服务。
So, Gopkumar's guru knew.That Gopkumar wanted to be the servant of Jagannath, but his guru is telling him that you cannot neglect your chanting. You have to do your japa.
Gopal Kumar, 他想做主 Jagannath 的仆人，可他的 guru 却告诉他，你不应该忽视你的 japa.
So the guru is correcting him. The guru wants him to chant a mantra properly with care and attention.
所以他的 guru 就纠正了他，他希望呢，他念诵他的 japa 要非常的专注，非常的小心的。
So then Gopkumar's guru tells him, he said, by the power of this mantra, you will live a long time.
Gopkumar 的 guru 告诉他，你念诵这首 mantra， 你会长寿。
And then he gives the second blessing. He said, you will always keep the form of a cowherd boy. you won't age. You'll not only live a long time, but you won't become old. You'll always be a young boy, a cow, and you'll always be a cowherd boy.
他咕噜给他的第二个祝福是，你会永远保持这个牧牛童的样子。你虽然长寿，但永远不老。你还永远是个年轻的牧牛童的模样。
And then the third blessing is that his mind will always have the right state. He will always have the right state of mind to enjoy, to taste the fruit of the mantra.
第三个祝福就是他会有正确的心态，能够品味这个 mantra。
Yeah, the mantra will help him to keep his intelligence fixed on the final goal.
这个 mantra 呢，会帮助他的心意、智慧能专注达到他的目标。
The final goal is to see with his own eyes Madangopal and to take part in the pastimes of Lord Madangopal.
终极目标就是能亲眼能见到马丹勾炮，并且加入马丹勾炮的逍遥。
So his mind will not get disturbed by all of these temporary things before this happens.
所以在这个目标实现之前，他的心意不会被短暂的事物打扰。
So later on we will see how when Gop Kumar, when he becomesan emperor, and when he becomes even Lord Indra, he will remain ignorant about other planets which he hasn't seen.
、
When Gop Kumar, in the future, and you know, later on as we tell the story, we'll hear how he becomes an emperor of the world.And then later on after that, he becomes King Indra. But even when he gets his positions, he still doesn't know. There's so many things he doesn't know about other planets higher than Indra's planet.
在后面会讲到 Gopal Kumar, 他以后当上了皇帝，他甚至当上了天帝 Indra. 但是即便他处在这样的地位上，他对于更高的星球呢，它仍然是处于无知当中。
Yeah, this is important for him, that state of mind, so that he can get the ultimate happiness.
对他来说呢，这样的心态是非常重要的，这会有助于他达到最高的终极的目标。
So then his guru says, sometimes you may see me here, Jagannath Puri, and sometimes you'll see me, you'll meet me in Vrindavan.
他的guru 告诉他，你会有的时候在 Jagannath Puri 这里见到我，有的时候在 Vrindavan 见到我。
And then his guru just left, just went away, left him.
说完，他的guru 就离开了。
Now, we should note that Gop Kumar still, the Guru had not instructed him how to chant the mantra properly yet. But the Guru considered that this was not the proper time or the place to do it. So he didn't try to do it.
Gop Kumar 的 Guru 到这时候呢还没有教导训示他怎样恰当的去念诵 mantra, 因为他的 Guru知道现在还不到时间，也不是恰当的地点，告诉他。
The guru promises we'll meet again later. We'll meet you. He said I'll meet you other times. So it will be a better opportunity to give you instruction.
他的 guru 答应他，以后我们还会再见面，以后会有更好的机会。
So when Gop Kumar's guru left, then Gop Kumar felt very sad. So he went to see Lord Jagannath. And by seeing Lord Jagannath, then his mind became peaceful. And then he made a great effort, became more serious to chant his japa properly.
格帕库马尔的咕噜离开之后呢，他感到十分的悲伤，他就去见主扎格纳特。那时候他的心意就平和了，他就更加的认真的对待他的扎帕。
So seeing Lord Jagannath is very powerful, can take away all our distress. And at the same time, if we don't see Jagannath,then very difficult to get relief from distress or to feel happiness.
所以，去见主扎格纳的是非常有力量的，可以让我们摆脱痛苦。如果不见扎格纳的呢，很难摆脱痛苦，得到快乐。
So remember, Gop Kumar, he came from Vrindavan. He was a cowherd boy. So.Even though he was in Jagannath Puri, he would be thinking sometimes a lot about Vrindavan, going back to Vrindavan. But then he would see Lord Jagannath and it would help to pacify him, help him to control his mind.
所以我们要记住 Gopa Kumar, 他来自 Vrindavan, 是那里的一个牧牛童。在 Jagannath Puri, 他会经常回想起 Vrindavan。所以见到主扎格纳特，帮助他能够安抚他的心意，控制心意。
In Jagannath Puri, there are many gardens, which are also the gardens of Lord Jagannath, where they grow flowers for his worship, and grow vegetables which they use to cook for Lord Jagannath. So these gardens, they're like Vrindavan in Vrindavan.
在扎格纳特普瑞，在扎格纳特普瑞的庙里，有很多的花园，种植鲜花和蔬菜，为主烹饪食物。所以这些花园就像文达问。
And the sea at Jagannath Puri, the sea there is very blue. It's like the same color as the Yamuna. The color, the water in the Yamuna is also dark blue, very the same color as the sea.So the sea along the beach there in Jagannath Puri would be like the Yamuna.
在 Jagannath Puri 的海洋是深蓝色的，就好像 Yamuna 河水的颜色一样。
And there are many small hills of sand, and there's this special hill there. It's called Niladri.Niladri, it means the blue hill. So, it's a slope there in Jagannath Puri, and Gop Kumar would think it's Govardhan.
那里还有小山丘，特殊的那个山丘，名字叫 Niladri, 是蓝，就是很缓的。山丘坡就是在扎格纳特普瑞 Gopa Kumar 呢就把它当作 Govardhan 山、
好那我们稍等一下吧因为上帝那边可能是、停电了然后咕噜那边网络应该是断了我们稍等一会儿啊
到了 Gopa Kumar 回去庙里头觐见神像后来他见到了自己的咕噜他就对他的念诵曼陀罗更加认真了
He wasn't so much worried so much so he was not so obsessed just to go and see the deity he developed more faith and devotion for his guru
他就并不怎么总是在想着去见神像而是想着就是对他的咕噜的话更加认真的执行
And he had also much more faith now about achieving the goal of life
他对咕噜的话更有信心了对于实现生命的目标也更加坚定
Okay, so we'll stop. We'll ask, is there any questions?
Yoga Grammar Madaji 说顶戴感恩 Good Day， 请您多多保重身体。
谢谢，你也保重身体。我们的身体都是转转的，没办法。
都是短暂的，是。
要 Krishna。
Good day， 我想问一个有关那个伯家梵歌的一个问题，可以吗？
可以。
就是在这个伯家梵歌第二章，当中有这个讲到了 Niskama Kama Yoga， 无依附的这个无依附的这个瑜伽嘛。然后这个无依附的，它是就是纯粹的。做纯粹的奉献者，做纯粹的奉献服务嘛，他是没有任何的依附呢，就是既不依附这个活动的结果，也不依附活动本身，还是他只是不依附活动的结果，对这个活动本身也是有一些依附的呢？这个有点没太搞清楚。Gurumani Madaji，
In the stage of Niskama Karma Yoga, the performer doesn't attach to the activity, neither attach to the result. So is this understanding right?
Well, usually in Karma Yoga, the Arabic attached to the activity.
But this is a Niskama Karma Yoga stage.
Yes, Niskama Karma Yoga. Yeah, Niskama Karma Yoga.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, good day.
Yeah. So in Karma Yoga, they are attached to the work. That's it. Bhakti Yoga, they'll do anything, but Karma Yoga, they're attached to working in a particular way. The difference in Niskama and Sakama Karma Yoga, Sakama Karma Yoga, they don't sacrifice much of the result. But Niskama Karma Yoga, they sacrifice all the results, but still they're attached to working in a particular way.
The Karma Yoga, 它都是就是对活动都有依附，但是在 Sakamakam Yoga 它的区别就是它对于结果它并没有都有献出去，但是 Niskama Karma Yoga 阶段呢，它把所有的活动结果都献出去了。
Niskama Karma Yoga 他们They want to work in a particular way.
在 Niskama Yoga 阶段呢，这样的活动者，他们是想以特定的方式来活动。
But they surrender the result to Krishna.
他旅行者，而是把活动的结果，献给了 Krishna.
In Bhakti Yoga, first they surrender.And then they work for Krishna.
在 Bhakti Yoga 阶段，他们首先臣服，然后为 Krishna 服务。
But in Karma Yoga, they work first, and then they surrender the result to Krishna.
在 Karma Yoga 阶段呢，活动者是先工作，然后把活动结果就献给 Krishna。
Sakarma Karma Yoga, they won't surrender much of the result.
Sakarma Karma Yoga, 他们的活动结果献出去的不多。
But Niskama Karma Yoga, they will get the result, all the result.
而 Niskama Karma Yoga, 活动者、施行者是把全部的结果都供奉出去了。
好的 ，Good day、
嗯。
那就是把活动结果，就是不依附，完全的不依附活动的结果。但是您刚才也说了，就是 Niskama Kama Yoga， 它是用特定的这个服务，他们会依附这种服务活动的本身吗？服务的本身吗
？Yeah, they're attached to that particular activity. They have to work that way, the way they want.
他们依附活动，他们想要按照他们想要的活行特定的活动去做。
Just like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjun, "Karmani evadikaraste." He said, "You have a right to do your duty. Your adhikar, your qualification is to work, to fight, because you're a kshatriya. It's your duty."
在不在梵歌当中呢，主 Krishna 就对阿朱诺说了 刚才这个话，就是说你是一个刹士呀，你有资格作战。
But don't be attached to the result.
但是不要依附结果。
Give the result to me. Fight. So that's karma yoga.
结果献给我作战，所以这是 karma yoga。
You're working according to your nature. You do your duty, and you give the result to Krishna.
按照你的本性去工作，履行自己的职责，把结果献给 Krishna.
But bhakti yoga, you do whatever Krishna wants. You do anything for Krishna.
但是在 bhakti yoga。阶段，你会为 Krishna 做一切，按照 Krishna 的愿望去做。
No, Niskam Karma Yoga is very close to bhakti. It's almost like bhakti.
Niskam Karma Yoga 是非常接近 bhakti yoga， 几乎就跟 bhakti yoga 一样。
If you're doing Niskam Karma Yoga, then it's very easy to come to bhakti yoga.
如果旅行 Niskam Karma Yoga 很容易就达到 Bhakti Yoga，
because you've become detached from the result，
因为施行者不依附结果。
So that's a big thing to get people to detach themselves from the result of the work， and it's not easy to do。
要让人不依附活动结果是一个非常了不起的事情，它很难。
Most people work, they want to enjoy the result.
大部分人工作是要享受活动的结果。
But if you can do Niskam Karma Yoga, it's a very elevated level.
但如果是能够实现 Niskam Karma Yoga 的话，这是一个很崇高的层面了。
And very easy, very quick, very easy to take up Bhakti Yoga from that position.
从这个地位上，很迅速的就能够接受 Bhakti Yoga。
OK， 非常感谢。
For most people in our movement.It's not easy for them to do bhakti yoga. Because bhakti yoga is based on hearing and chanting. So to get people to just do these things like hearing and chanting, worshipping the deity, very difficult.
我们运动的大部分人很难从事 bhakti yoga.Bhakti Yoga 是聆听、唱诵、崇拜神像。
What they like to do, you know, they like to have a job, they like to work, they like to have some, you know, to have some money and everything. But in Bhakti Yoga, you don't even worry about these things. You just simply, you know, you just simply depend on Krishna.
他们喜欢的是有份工作，有份职业，去上班赚钱。但是呢 ，Bhakti Yoga 的，就你这些都不要担心，就只是为 Krishna 工作，只是奉献给 Krishna。
I was saying that it's difficult for people to do bhakti yoga because to just sit and chant and to study the scriptures, it's not easy for people.
我刚才说，对于一般人做 bhakti yoga 是很难的，就是坐在那里念诵啊，然后阅读经典，这个不容易。
We see just now with the lockdown, people all have to stay at home.They get very upset, they get very worked up, they don't know what to do, they become very disturbed.
我们看到呢，现在就是在有这个疫情，然后人们都被关在屋子里，他们待在家中，他们就感到非常不安，无所事事。
They like to go out, they like to work.They don't like to just sit. If you ask them to sit and chant and read scriptures, they can't do it.
他们喜欢去工作。如果你让他们坐在那里念诵，他们做不到。
So they're more inclined towards karma yoga than bhakti yoga.
他们更倾向于 karma yoga 而不是 bhakti yoga.
But of course, as people get a bit older, then they get maybe a bit more inclined to read and to chant.
当人们就岁数越来越大的时候，他们可能更倾向于阅读书籍和念诵。
So karma yoga is good for people. Karma yoga can purify people, and if they work, do Niskam Karma Yoga, then they're detached, and that qualifies them to come up to take up Bhakti Yoga.
对，当人们履行 Karma Yoga 的时候呢，他们就能逐渐的净化。但是，如果人们做的是 Niskam Karma Yoga 的时候，他们就有资格来从事 Bhakti Yoga 了。
Okay, what are some of the questions there?
The question.
有其他的问题？
有，刚才有一个问题是Radha Priyama 的问的问题。Basically, she's asking, what's the difference between attachment of serving the deities and serving the holy name?
Well, on the spiritual platform, there's no difference.
在灵性的层面上呢，就是依附服务神像和服务圣灵是没有区别的。
But the process which we're following, you know, we have to chant the holy name. We can't just only worship the deity and not chant the holy name. Because if you do that, then when you offend the deity, then you'll get reactions for it.
但是我们方法就是要唱诵圣名。如果只是崇拜神像不唱诵圣名的话，一旦冒犯了神像，就会获得反应，得到反应。
But if you chant the holy name, the chanting of the holy name will help to protect us from the offenses we've done when we serve the deity.
但是崇拜圣名，唱诵圣名的话，就能保护我们，就不至于冒犯神像。
Because the holy name is because you when you're chanting the holy name, you're doing service to the holy name, and that will overcome, that will remove the offenses which you've done in worshiping the deity.
因为我们如果服务神。服务圣名的话， 这样就可以消除我们在服务神像的过程中所做的冒犯。
See, some people think just worship the deity and don't chant the holy name, then you'll get in trouble, you'll get reactions.
有的人就想着只崇拜神像，不念诵圣名，那样就会有麻烦，就会造成冒犯。
Yeah. So you have to be very careful to do both. Qualification to worship the deity is that you chant the holy name.
所以要小心，要这两件事情都做。我们服务神像的资格就是首先唱诵圣名。
If you're not chanting the holy name regularly, you're not qualified to worship the deity.
如果没有不有规律的念诵圣名，就没有资格崇拜神像。
Next question.
Next question. It's from 云云，大伯加瓦坛甘露之阳。本书没有中文版，对吧？中国奉献者该怎么对待这本书？
Well, in the future, that will be published. It would take some. It just takes some time.
将来会出版的，需要时间。
I thought it'd be nice for you to hear, or prepare you for it.
我想。
You can hear.
如果你们就是首先聆听这本书，就是心理上做好准备，是对你们有好处的。
下一个问题。
下一个问题，顶拜咕噜在博迦梵歌导言中说到，只有与至尊主有个人接触的奉献者才能够进入格洛克文达本星宿或者无数的外昆的星球。在喀利年代怎么理解与至尊主有个人接触的奉献者这句话呢？与至尊主有个人接触的奉献者和奉献者与 Krishna 的五种关系有关吗？是他们其中的哪一个关系呢？
What devotees?
The question is three parts.
Yeah.
So in the preface of Bhagavad Gita, it said that only those devotees who has personal contact with the Supreme Lord can enter into Goloka Vrindavan or Vaikuntha. In Kali Yuga, how to understand the devotee who has... Yeah.
We have contact with the Lord through the chanting of His holy name. The holy name is not different from the Lord.
我们是通过唱诵圣名与主有接触的。因为主的圣名跟主没有区别。
The Lord comes in the form of the holy name. He's also here in the form of His deity, but not different from the Lord.
主就在他的圣名当中，主也在神像中，就跟主没有区别。
And Srila Prabhupada explains devotees can also see Krishna on the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam.
圣帕帕拉德也说奉献者可以从什么八卦坛从圣典博迦瓦坛的字里行间见到至尊主。
Yeah, second part.
Second part is that what's the difference between personal contact with the Supreme Lord and five relationship with Krishna?
No difference.
没有区别，一样。Next question.
Yeah.
From Harini. 顶拜咕噜对。
哦，第三部分，你没有给我们听第三部分。
第三部分啊， the 第三部分 is that if there are any difference, is the five relationship with Krishna belong? The personal contact with the Supreme Lord is one of the relationship among five relationship with Krishna.
Is personal contact with the Supreme Lord? They all have contact with the Supreme Lord.
Mm. 那这个五种关系 ，Krishna 五种关系都是跟 Krishna 有个人接触。
Some will have more, they'll be closer to Krishna, and some will be serving Krishna, but maybe a bit more distant from Krishna, not so intimate, but also but so personal.
就是跟 Krishna 的关系近和远，有的。距离就是远一点，关系远一点，有的关系近一点，但都是跟 Krishna 有个人接触。
Generally, servants of Krishna, they will serve under some senior servant, and they will be given instructions how to serve Krishna.
通常呢，就是仆人关系呢，他会在年长奉献者的指导之下来服务。
Just like gopis, there are many, many thousands of gopis, hundreds of thousands of gopis, and they all work in different groups, and they work under the leader of the group, and the leader of the group, they're under other gopis.
有成千上万的 gopi, 他们分成不同的组，他们在组长下面服务，这些组长呢又在别的勾匹之下面做服务。
Just like when Krishna dances Rasa Lila, each gopi thinks they're dancing with Krishna because Krishna expands himself to be with each gopi.
就像 Krishna 在 Rasa dance 在 Rasa 之舞当中跟勾匹们共舞，他扩展了自己。每一位 gopi 都以为自己单独跟 Krishna 在一起。
So there are many devotees, many servants, many different rasas, and they're all serving Krishna. Krishna can expand himself in different ways for the pleasure of all these devotees.
所以在许多的 rasa 当中呢，有不同的服务 ，Krishna 都可以扩展自己来取悦这些奉献者们。
Krishna was living in Dwarka with 16,000 queens, and he lived with each of them. Each one had a palace, and Krishna lived with each of them.
Krishna 在 Dwarka, 他有一万六千多位王妃，然后他在每一个皇宫当中呢，他都跟这些妻子们单独的住在一起。
And he married each of them.And his mother and father expanded themselves also, so they could come to each of the weddings.
Krishna 娶了每一个公主，而他的父母也扩展自己来参加这些婚礼。
So don't worry, Krishna will make arrangements to be with everyone, satisfy everyone's desires.
不用担心 ，Krishna 会满足每一个人的愿望。
OK， 下一个问题。
Harini， 顶拜 Guru Dev， 怎样在念诵当中不让自己处于完成任务的心态？
任务的心态。
Concentrate
on hearing.You have to chant loud so that you just concentrate on hearing. Use your tongue to chant and the ears to hear. And because this other things are coming in your mind, you have to chant loudly.
你要高声的来念诵、聆听。你用你的舌头念诵，耳朵聆听。如果你的心里 跑进来其他的想法，你要高声的念诵。
Your thoughts come in the mind. The thoughts will come. The thoughts will go. Don't worry about them. Concentrate on the chanting.
思绪会来来去去的，你不用管他们，只是专注于念诵。
下一个问题。
没有了。
Hare Krishna, good day. Harini Madhavi, 他的这个问题主要是想问，就是他念诵的时候没有什么品位，就是我念完十六圈就是完成任务，然后他问怎么能够去除这样的心态，就是让自己的念诵有品位。
念诵怎么能得到品位 ？Well, what? In,
Task.
Yeah, and I know. Yeah. In the Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami says, just like you take the bitter medicine, and you just like when you have jaundice, the cure for jaundice is to take sugar cane, but the sugar cane is bitter. We don't like it. But if you go on taking it gradually, when you become healthy, it becomes sweeter. So the same way with chanting. In the beginning, we don't have taste. But we have to keep chanting, and gradually we'll get taste.
在 Rupa Goswami 所做的《风爱甘露》这本书当中，就说到了一种苦药的比喻，就好像一个人他患了黄疸病的话，他的药就是甘蔗汁。那他就服这个甘蔗汁，逐渐的呢，随着他的健康转好了之后，他会觉得这甘蔗汁就是变得甜了。开始的时候，会可能有一点就是问题，但是不要停止，要一直念诵。
So there is a lot of nectar in the holy name, but we're not tasting it because we're not healthy.
在圣名当中呢，有许许多的甘露。但是我们没有品尝到，是因为我们自己不健康。
Yeah, when we get healthy, then you'll taste the nectar. So you have to keep chanting and become healthy.
当我们恢复健康的时候，会品味到越来越多的甘露，所以就要一直不断的来念诵。
Yeah. 可以吗？
好的。还
有问题吗？
没有了，今天我们就这么多问题。
OK，
谢谢 Good day。
All right. So thank you. 谢谢你们啊。晚安。
晚安。